Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Arthur Pressman, you know, when someone gets a DWI, I know you see even like the billboards when you're driving down the road and you see the billboard that says you just blew $10,000. Is that correct? Or, you know, how much is a typical fee? Like, how much money does it cost for someone when they get a DWI?
I think the $10,000 might be a little bit high. In the Buffalo area, the legal fees generally are in the $3,000 to $5,000 range for a first offense. And then, you know, in an individual's insurance company, you know, how it impacts their insurance is, you know, it's different for everyone. I've been told there's a 30% to 40% increase in your insurance rates. So, and then there was usually a couple thousand dollars in associated court fees and fines and classes. So 10 might be high, but, you know, 7,500 is probably more realistic.
So, you know, what do people do? You know, of course, you're not trying to get the cheap way out, but what's the best approach when it comes to trying to just, you know, not have to get it at the largest amount of fees when it comes to it? From your own just perspective, what's the best approach?
From my perspective, I think sometimes you get what you pay for. So getting a least expensive attorney isn't always the best way to go. You want to hire an attorney who is experienced and knowledgeable. And, you know, as I said, most of us in the Buffalo area that have experience and know what they're doing, they all charge in the same range. So, I mean, there are people that are much lower in fees, and there really isn't anybody in Buffalo that's really that much higher than the, you know, like I said, there's a group of us that's all we do, and we all charge around the same, but, you know, we're all very experienced trial attorneys that handle mostly DWI. So, I mean, there's really no inexpensive way of going about it. I mean, you can certainly shop around and just look for price. It doesn't, like I said, there's most things. A lot of times you get what you pay for.
That's great to, you know, from your perspective on that. You know, when it comes, what do you hear people say, you know, when this happens? And it can happen to really anybody. A mistake can be making like that.
Right.
And they say, okay, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford this, you know, this amount of money and all the legal fees. You know, what do you do with your clients when it comes to trying to make it work for both parties?
Well, I try and explain to them that, you know, this can have a great impact on their life, especially on their driving ability. You know, it affects whether they can get to work, whether they can take their kids to school or afternoon events. So I usually tell people that, you know, if this is the time to reach out to friends and family, if they're having financial difficulties, to come up with the attorney's fee. No one in the Buffalo area is really charging exorbitant fees for DWI. Oftentimes people will reach out to family members, whether it's parents, grandparents, or other family members, to assist them in affording a lawyer.
I keep hearing you say, like, in the Buffalo area. Is Buffalo...
Well, because I think Buffalo's legal fees in the criminal area are lower than other parts of the state.
And do you know why that is?
I think we all have a theory that one is that we're the only state law school in the state, so a lot more lawyers are here. For the, you know, per capita, the population with a very high rate of attorneys per capita here. So... And that depresses criminal legal fees. I know that the lawyers charge more in Rochester than they do here, the same service. So they certainly charge a lot more in New York City.
Yeah. Do you even have people in other areas of the state, Rochester or even farther away?
I represent people in all 8 counties of Western New York. So I go all over Western New York for people. you know, whether it's Cataraqui, Chautauqua, Allegheny, Wyoming, Monroe, and Erie, Niagara. So, but, you know, our legal fees at this end of the state are tend to be lower than other parts of the state.
And what do you, what would you say on a nationwide perspective? Do you think Buffalo's a, think you know, the pretty
low? I think Buffalo's lower. I think Buffalo's still lower. Buffalo's still lower. I would say, you know, I'm not half, but we're probably a third lower than most places.
So, like, you know, you hear people, you know, that they think that this is an insane amount of money, that the fees that they cost to get that legal representation, it seems like they're in a better position if it's going to happen here than if it's going to happen,
yes,
you know, somewhere else in,
yes,
the country.
Yes. I mean, yes. Let's say if a fee here was $3,500, somewhere else it might be $5,000 or $7,500. You know, so it's usually, it's my experience, it's been about 30%, a third more other places, and, you know, it could be more, just depends on the firm also. But generally, it's about a third less here.
What's the cost, kind of, you were mentioning a little bit, you know, it can increase if it's your second offense or, you know, another offense. How much is the impact when it's that second offense or even more than that?
As far as impact of what, fees or the impact,
yeah,
on
just
the
like
person,
the amount of money that it costs to get.
Well, if, you know, someone has a prior conviction for a DWI and it's within a certain period of time, it becomes a felony, and it's prosecuted in a superior court downtown in Buffalo, at least. So the attorney's fees are always more because the case is going to be a little more complicated and there's a lot more at risk. So the fees are, you know, usually are more. So I charge a different rate for a first offense, and I charge a different rate for a second offense, or someone with multiple offenses, and all the lawyers do.
How important do you think, you know, you would say to anybody out there that it's important to get that proper representation? Because, you know, like you were mentioning earlier, it's a big impact. It could have a huge impact on your livelihood when it comes to getting anywhere or, you know, doing anything.
I mean, the key really is to getting a lawyer that focuses their practice on DWI defense and criminal defense, because not everybody can do it adequately. And, you know, you're looking at your liberty and your freedom of movement. And, you know, nowadays, I mean, not being able to drive is very, very difficult. And especially in an area that doesn't have a big lot of public transportation. We don't have subways here that go all over the place. We don't have, you know, streetcars. We don't have any type of mass transit to all the suburbs. So if you can't drive to work, you can't drive your kids, you can't go to school, it's a huge issue. So it's the most important thing to do is to get a qualified, experienced DWI lawyer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.